Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink. This is Mike Adams. We've got a very important broadcast for you today. Highlights from the new film, Biosludged, which talks about the EPA corruption of science and the mass pollution of our world with toxic sewage sludge produced by the cities all across America and then dumped on farmlands, croplands, and even city parks. I mean, food crops are receiving this toxic sewage sludge, and it's all been approved by the EPA. It's all done with fraudulent science. It is an extraordinary crime against humanity and a crime against the environment, and we've got the feature film. I'm the producer of the film. It's edited by Thomas Burke, who was also a co-producer on the film. We've got an amazing lineup of guests and experts and science whistleblowers, former EPA scientist Dr. David Lewis. In fact, this film is so powerful, it's going to make so many waves that they will try to censor it in every way possible, which is why we created our own video site. Really, before we launched the film, we held the film back so that we could launch the video site, brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com. And the new division is brighteonfilms.com that has launched this movie. So you can watch the full film right now for free. Doesn't cost you anything. Just go to biosludged.com. That's biosludged.com. Or you can even see it on brighteon.com as well. Now in this opening segment here, I'm going to play for you the opening of the film because it's a hard-hitting compilation of amazing information. So check it out now. And after that intro, I'll be back to segue into the next segment here. Check it out. This is Biosludged, the introduction. Here we go. Everyone that I've talked to about this issue had never heard of it, and it is the greatest environmental crime in America.
Well, the Capital Regional District has rejected a proposal to reconsider sewage treatment. Oak Bay Council is leading the charge for an independent environmental assessment to compare the benefits of treating sewage to leaving it untreated as it is now.
This is where biosolids are being produced. Everywhere across America, everywhere that a toilet flushes, everywhere that sewage lines converge in a city, they have a biosolids problem and they have to get rid of it.
Raw sewage, finding a way to make it a little more useful for local farms by creating fertilizer.
But the question is this change safe and sanitary?
When Tom Estabrook is gardening, he's not thinking about what's in the soil.
I don't worry about that whatsoever.
Remember, everything you flush down the toilet goes into these biosolids. If you wouldn't put it in your own garden, don't flush it down the toilet.
Many of you may or may not know, but EPA regulates under our environmental statutes, like the Clean Water Act, like the Clean Air Act.
But there's no Clean Soil Act, which means that the government has said we can mass pollute the soil and call it legal and call it green and call it recycling. So we now have government legalized pollution, and it's been legalized by the EPA, which I would say, in my opinion, is a highly corrupt organization that needs to be radically reformed to actually protect the environment like they used to do back in the 1970s. The EPA and we as a country have inadvertently created really a devastating vector for bioterrorism of ourselves. Biosludge always contains one chemical we found. There's one chemical that's a marker for it. It's Benadryl, the over-the-counter drug. Our ecosystem is in the crosshairs of this biosludge industry. They're making money while poisoning the planet with toxins that persist in the environment.
This issue is so much larger than at first.
All right, interrupting the film right now. We got to go to break. This is Mike Adams, Counterthink. You're listening to excerpts from the new film, Biosludged. We'll be right back after this break with more from the feature film. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We're bringing you highlights today from the new feature film, BioSludge, which exposes the fake science, the fraudulent science that's been carried out by the EPA and the corrupt government under the Bush administration, under the Obama administration, and it's continuing under the Trump administration because the EPA is a corrupt, fake science, criminal organization, really, if you think about it. They should be called the Environmental Pollution Agency. They're harming our world, polluting our food, and they're causing all the diseases that we're seeing now, these mysterious diseases that are affecting children in 31 states. Where do you think that came from? The CDC's covering it up. But in this segment, I got to bring you this, the highlights about the fake science and even some words from a former whistleblower who used to be an EPA scientist. Well, he's a present-day whistleblower, former EPA scientist, Dr. David Lewis, author of the book Science for Sale, an eye-opening book, an amazing book. You got to see this segment. Listen to Dr. David Lewis talk about the scientific fraud inside the EPA, which continues its science fraud to this day by pushing the climate change hoax. Check it out.
We have to be on our game. Anybody makes any claim to you that something's eco-friendly or all natural or even organic in this case, all those things are in essence false for this product, and yet these claims are very, very widespread. So I began to look at it. I found a book called Science for Sale by Dr. David Lewis, and I highly recommend this book. And Dr. Lewis saw his career destroyed by the EPA.
We're going to protect the family farm, and we are going to end the EPA intrusion into your lives.
A lot of people would blame President Trump for our problems today with the EPA. EPA was created by, I believe, Nixon during his administration. And like any government bureaucracy, over time it has been corrupted and more corrupted. And now you see it controlled by parts of it by industry. The sewage industry is one. They're controlling the biosolids through lobbying, through money. It will be hard to take that down.
Increasingly, from what I've observed, the EPA is almost more like a cheerleader for the industries that really are, at this point, causing vast contamination of the biosphere. When recently Monsanto was allowed to petition the EPA to increase the exposure limits for Roundup, it was clear at that time that this was really a horrific decision due to the fact that we know now Roundup can actually act as a carcinogenic endocrine disruptor in the parts per trillion range.
The EPA is not what it used to be. I believe it was at least created for all the right reasons. I'd like to believe that. The reason for bringing EPA to life was to really protect the environment. But what EPA is doing right now, it's far from the environment and far from protection. I think people like David Lewis, who was at some point EPA senior staff scientist, and who now are outspoken, independent scientific voices out there, can
again have a say in how EPA functions.
I worked at EPA for 32 years. Beginning in 1970 when EPA was created, EPA was a good agency, had good intentions, good scientists. That changed in 1993. There was a mass exodus of EPA scientists at that time. So the scientists that remain at EPA today is a different culture than when EPA was created. I am speaking out because science was everything to me, and science is all about the truth. My life was dedicated to it. Once science at EPA was no longer about the truth, but it was about supporting certain industry practices and certain government policies, I wanted no part of it. But rather than walking out the door like many of EPA scientists did when that happened, I decided to stay in. I filed a series of whistleblower lawsuits to get discovery documents. I wanted to understand how this happened, and I felt like I could do more for science to tell this story than I could in a laboratory producing data that would never see the light of day anyway. In the federal government, when data are fabricated, they can get away with anything in the way of fraud, covering up adverse health effects, faking data. The individual at EPA who came up with EPA sludge policies, Henry Longus, in the mid-1970s, and was still protecting biosolids with fake data. When I left EPA in 2003, he received multiple presidential awards in the Rose Garden by President Bush, even though it was known all of the fraudulent activities he was involved with. They are immune to prosecution. But let any scientist try faking data for his own personal gain, they don't last any time. They will be fired and put in prison. But fake data for the government in its interest, in the industry's interest, and you will be promoted and protected at the highest levels.
One of the very confusing aspects of this whole business of land-disposed toxic sewage sludge is based on the question, how can this be legal? If it is known to be so toxic, it is known to be the inciting agent of so many chronic and acute diseases, infectious diseases, cancer, neurological disorders. Well, it has to do with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Years ago, they conferred the decisions on regulation and use of sewage sludge to the states. And the state departments of ecology or the state departments of environmental quality then had the right and the freedom to relax the regulations and adopt some EPA standards for concentrations of toxic or to apply their own regulations. State agencies tend to be cooperative, so the State Department of Ecology in Washington State, as one example, collaborates very nicely with the State Department of Agriculture. And State Departments of Agriculture like to help farmers, and one way they help them is to figure strategy for reducing costs of farming, including the costs of fertilizers. Counties, on the other hand, and municipalities have an enormous burden of what to do with all the sewage sludge. Nearly every municipality has a wastewater treatment plant. All of the sewage sludge is toxic. Wastewater treatment plants, as I say, do not treat wastewater. They separate it into the solids and the water with the intent of recycling the water and beneficially recycling the solids. The problem is that the standards and the testing of the solids, what we refer to as toxic sewage sludge, are so low and so minimal that all of these flame retardants, pesticides, industrial chemicals, infectious agents from medical facilities and just from the general public, as well as from agricultural operations, all end up right back into our food supply and the environment.
rightly or wrongly, politicians are more concerned about their retirement and getting reelected. So it's, don't come in here and make waves. We have everything under control, and I have to worry about my retirement. You hear that so often with municipal workers. You know, I'm not interested in you making any waves. I'm not interested in saving a buck because it's not my money. Somebody else's money. And I don't want to have to, run the risk of maybe it not working and then I look bad and somehow.
All right, so that's some of the fake science that you'll see exposed in this film, Biosludged. Be sure to check it out for free. You can watch the whole thing, no charge, at biosludged.com or brighteon.com. We'll be right back after this break with more here. This is Mike Adams on Counterthink.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our ultimate bone broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with. And then it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
And welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We are watching highlights, segments, the hardest-hitting segments from the new feature film, Biosludged. And in this upcoming segment that will blow your mind, we're talking about bioterrorism and how biosludge, the practices that are used by cities all across America and approved by the EPA, are in fact a form of domestic terrorism that could ultimately harm or even kill millions of people across America. Let's go right to that segment. And I'll be back on the other side. That food is polluted, contaminated food. But they don't tell you that on the bag, do they? They just have a happy image and happy claims, and they say, no problem. Use it almost everywhere.
The E. coli, there's 157 different serotypes of E. coli in every in somebody's gut. There is the potential, for example, the serotype of E. coli I have in my gut, probably my family has the same serotype. There's only one chance in 157 that the E. coli in your gut is the same in mine. So you could actually, your E. coli would make me very sick. So, but there's 156 chances out of 157 that I'm going to get sick if I get contaminated with your E. coli. All 157 varieties are in biosolids. And that's the problem. And in the bioterrorism paper that I wrote, that is a serious concern, because now someone can go and take that. And it's not DNA traceable. It's as simple as going out to the field that you throw biosolids out, putting it in an 8-ounce jar, adding a little fluid, a little water to it, putting in a spray bottle, going across the U.S. and spray it on salad bars as you go from town to town. 4.5 million people could be infected within 2 weeks. That's the reality. People can argue that, but they won't survive the argument.
The subject of bioterrorism has been brought up, and if you consider Dallas, Texas, when it was tasked with Ebola, and the way Ebola works is it causes dehydration in the victim and in the form of diarrhea and also vomiting. And you got to think about where that went. It went into the sewer system. It went down the sewer system and ended up in biosolids. And in fact, the CDC had special sessions with sewage industry to talk about that. And they were closed-door sessions. So I don't know what that was said, but they had a concern. The same thing could be talked about bioterrorism, where a terrorist pulls into a hotel and flushes whatever down the toilet and contaminates, and then the sewage industry disperses for them.
Yeah, I don't think their intention is terrorism, but, it doesn't matter what their intentions. Intentions are profit, I believe. But what they are doing out of ignorance and greed is basically a form of domestic terrorism when unknowingly or unwillingly they spread the myriad of pathogens and toxins that cannot be eliminated from the natural environment. And the general public, people that are, they don't have a recourse to protect themselves from it, and they don't, are not aware how, what they're being exposed to, suffer the consequences. And yeah, it is a form of environmental crime that is being committed.
It is possible to create resistant strains by plan and intent to use as a weapon in biological warfare. The intent of that kind of behavior is to cause primary infections in people who may be consuming the food or water. The secondary unexpected but appreciated consequences of this activity is that all of the victims of this first biobomb bearer are the people who get exposed to the sewage sludge and the wastewater effluent where all of these people discarded their own waste. So this is a problem that multiplies itself in our living environment. All it takes is one person in one city to create a tremendous infectious disease event that can be extremely costly. It's costly to the healthcare system, but also there are enormous economic costs because people who are infected are taken out of the workforce. So you have more than just the infected individual. You have a healthcare system that's compromised, and you have extraordinary economic impacts.
After 9/11, I was put on EPA's short list of bioterrorism experts to contact in case of a bioterrorism attack on the United States. I submitted a report to EPA that my concerns was over land application of biosolids, because anyone can walk up to a sewage treatment plant, access a sewer line, and put tons of material in it that would never be detected, that would go to the sewage treatment plant, go out onto farms and contaminated land. This is an open door, an open invitation to bioterrorism. EPA lacks regulations on sewage sludge. They'll go right, any toxic chemical that a bioterrorist could want to use can be added to a sewer, go through the plant, be spread out in the surrounding city and countryside, courtesy of the municipal government. Nobody will know it until people start dropping dead.
When you dump these toxins into an ecosystem, you got to understand that that ecosystem is full of living animals that will then spread those toxins. So you've got birds, you've got ground animals such as squirrels, and you have insects, flies, just common flies, for example, that are attracted to this waste product, and then they spread it. Even moths can spread it. And these toxins then contain viral strains and bacterial strains and fungi. And this then gets spread out like an expanding biological weapon system. It's almost as if dumping biosludge in a forest or in any kind of natural area is a kind of ecological terrorism. If you were a terrorist organization and you wanted to harm the ecosystem and wipe out life in a forest, for example, you would try to find a substance like this that's full of thousands of potential poisonous toxic chemicals, and you would dump that and you would see life destroyed. Well, cities are doing that. They don't call themselves terrorists, but the outcome is still the same. It's ecological devastation. This is the extermination of life and the disruption of natural food webs and ecosystem interdependencies. And this is being done in the name of eco-friendly, sustainable, organic fertilizer. That's what's most astonishing about this. Here we have the absolute destruction of ecology, the destruction of life, the mass poisoning of our world in the name of being green.
Wow, what a powerful segment. We'll be right back after this break with more from Biosludge, the new feature film you can watch for free right now at brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams on Counterthink. We'll be right back after this break.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM, total health and performance, 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Did you know that your food is heavily contaminated, almost to the point of it being domestic terrorism? The food supply is polluted with this biosludge practice that concentrates the toxic sewage sludge from the cities all across America and then redistributes that as, quote, fertilizer on food crops all across America in the rural areas. So we're taking the poison from the cities and dumping it on rural America. Basically, you're taking the pro-Hillary poop. I mean, this is actual sewage we're talking about here. It's pro-Hillary poop, and you're spreading it on Trump's America. This is actually what's happening. It's not even a metaphor. It's actually what's happening. I'm trying to tone it down without using profanity. This practice is toxic. It is an environmental crime, and it's contaminating your food. And I'm going to bring you some more segments here from the film Biosludge that talk about this and how disgusting it is and how criminal it has become. So watch these segments. I'll be back after these segments with a few more comments. But watch now. It's biosludged.com is where you can see the film for free.
I
I think one of the biggest issues with biosludge is that when we really look at our definitions of species today, we are primarily microbial as far as the genetic contribution alone. So microbes, fungi, bacteria. And those microbes come largely from the food we consume and ultimately the soil that it's grown in. So when you're using biosludge to produce the food that then becomes the basis for our microbiome and our species definition, this issue is so much larger than at first it would appear. It's not just about toxicant exposure. It's actually about the very root of our species definition being completely undermined. And ultimately, the trajectory is towards the degeneration of our species if we continue using this as a soil amendment.
When I first started researching sewage sludge or biosolids, I went after the pathogen question. And there are probably, you know, a couple of dozen pathogens, you know, in sewage sludge. I found that the chemicals in sewage sludge is something that the sewage community does not want to talk about. In fact, they refer to it as contaminants. When I researched that, I came across an EPA document called the Targeted National Survey of Sewage Sludge, and the last one released was in 2009, and it listed hundreds of chemicals in sewage sludge. Further research showed that sewage sludge contains over 80,000 chemicals, and that's because the EPA made a rule that requires all industry to dump their industrial chemicals in sewage, into the sewer system. So what the farmer's getting that doesn't even have a clue about are all these chemicals, and nobody can answer the question what degree of hazard, what concentrations of chemicals are in biosolids.
About 90,000 chemicals in commerce today have already been discharged into soils and water and so forth. And every year there's 1,000 new synthetic chemicals. And of course EPA keeps telling us it's, you know, nutrient rich. This is a myth. I mean, yes, there are nutrients in there. There's nitrogen in there. But with this ability of industries able to discharge all their chemicals and into the waste stream, you have an unbelievably toxic containing material.
This study that Ottawa U pointed out is a much better way of assessing sewage sludge contamination because it's a bacteria that survives virtually untouched through the anaerobic digestion process and that actually swims, whereas the other bacteria, like the E. coli, they're only on the actual sewage itself, on the particles. But this stuff swims, it lives, and it's almost... They said it's really restricted to sewage, like it comes from our colons in our bodies, and so they recommended that it be used as the indicator. Well, of course, that study was just disappeared. Nobody's commented on it or done anything about it.
Let's take a look at biosludge under the microscope. So we've got a digital microscope here, and we've got some mill organite on a white tissue. And we're going to zoom in and start to take a look at what we can see. And you can see the structure of the pebbles, which look like boulders under here. But as we zoom in more, you start to see features of mysterious fibers that don't necessarily look like plant fibers. Many of them start to look synthetic as you really zoom in on it. And you can start to see that there are some very odd looking elements in this picture. What is this growth or structure there? What is this fiber? What are these chunks? And you can actually start to maneuver around the scene using this microscope setup. We're looking at essentially a dehydrated, pelletized form of human sewage. And it should be no surprise that it's full of all kinds of questionable and disgusting things. And throughout this landscape, you see mysterious fibers. Now we're starting to see more details about this structure. What is this yellow object that's lodged here inside the turd boulder? What does this look like? Microplastics. This is a kind of pollution, a kind of contamination that's in the oceans, and it appears to be here in the biosludge as well, connected to these other fibers. It's clearly a polymer, or resembles one, and we have all these other fibers and strands that are in this biosolid product. It looks pretty creepy. Is this something that you want on your food? We zoom in here. Here's another. It looks like a polymer of some sort mixed in with everything else and all these bizarre fibers. And whatever this mass is here that has glommed on to this turd boulder. You know, this is what you're putting on your garden, people. This is what's going on your food. First, notice that Mill Organite from Milwaukee says it's eco-friendly. This is one of the big claims. Eco-friendly. So if you take a concentrated form of human sewage, viruses, heavy metals, even industrial waste, all kinds of toxins, and you concentrate them, you can call it eco-friendly, according to Mill Organite. In small print, in complete contradiction to the primary claims on this label, they say that this product may cause cancer. This product contains detectable quantities of chemicals known to cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm, they say. They even say, by the way, do not apply near water, storm drains, or drainage ditches. You know why? Because if it runs off into the rivers and streams and oceans, it kills aquatic life. So they say, don't apply it where it might run off into the water. Instead, they say, apply this product only to your lawn and garden and sweep any product that lands on the driveway, sidewalk, or street back into your own garden to grow the foods that you're feeding your children. Now we get to Dillo Dirt, which comes from Austin, Texas. This is human sewage that people flush down the toilet in Austin. And you see an armadillo with happily carrying a wheelbarrow full of human sewage. They call it Dillo Dirt because they can't call it Austin sewage. Nobody would buy it. Now, in every case, these products...
All right, this is Mike Adams back here. There's a lot more of this film that you haven't seen. The full film, you know, it's an hour long. It's a feature film. I don't know how much it cost to produce, but it was a lot. You can see the whole film right now at biosludged.com. There's no charge to see it. You can even burn it to a DVD, share it with your friends. You can even put it on a BitTorrent site, a file sharing site, and share it with others. So check it all out at biosludged.com. We'll be right back after this break with more. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today. Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a
minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Yeah, I mentioned in the opening of, or the conclusion of the last segment here, you're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. You know, you can take this film. This is how we, the independent media, this is how we win. This film that I've just put out after 2 years of effort and getting all these science whistleblowers and analysts and citizen activists and journalists and investigators that exposes the crimes of the EPA, the crimes of the toxic sewage sludge industry. This will be banned on YouTube everywhere. But what I've done is on the biosludge.com webpage, which actually goes to brightonfilms.com, but there you can download the film files yourself, and you can post those files. You can put it on your own YouTube account if you want. You can post it to Vimeo. You can post it to BitChute. You can post it to Brighton if you want, although it's already there. You can put it on a BitTorrent website, a file sharing website. You can burn the movie to DVDs and hand them out to your friends. I give you permission to do all that because this is how we get the word out about this crime against all of us. It's a crime against life on our planet. And the institutions in power and the tech giants will try to censor this film every way imaginable. The way we beat them at that game is we use the grassroots guerrilla distribution networks, which is what we're doing. So grab the files. Just go to biosludged.com and you'll be able to grab the files. Remember, it's biosludged with an ED on the end. Grab the files. You'll be able to post those files, you know, share those files. In any case, you know, share snippets. Put commentary out there about the film if you'd like. But share the files to help keep other people informed, keep them in the loop. In any case, I've got one more set of highlights for you here on the fake environmentalism that now afflicts our world because all these so-called environmentalists, they ignore the real problems with biosludge and they just talk about climate change, which is fiction. It's a total hoax. It's made up. They say that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. No, it's a nutrient for plants. And then they say that biosludge is fertilizer. No, it's toxic sludge. They have it all upside down. They flip the whole thing around. It's incredible what lengths these environmentalists go to twist the truth and try to alter your perception of reality. In reality, your world is being poisoned right now by biosludge. Your farms, your forests, your food, the dinner on your plate, it's being poisoned. Your well water, it's all being poisoned because of biosludge. So watch this segment. I'll be back to wrap up the show. Check it out.
In this modern era, we would expect environmental firms and environmental organizations and environmentally sensitive agencies at all levels of government would be more concerned about human health and environmental health. For some reason, the need for human and environmental health have not caught up with our production of toxic waste. Residents of cities of intense urban environments seldom have an awareness of what happens to any of their toxic materials once they flush, once something goes down a drain. Where does it go? What happens to it? What is the fate of those materials? It's not that they are insensitive to environmental issues. It's not that they don't care about human health, but there is a fog over us as a nation that we assume that governments take care of us and that all of this toxic waste disappears out of sight not to cause further problems. New York City is known as one of the most environmentally sensitive cities in North America, as dense as the population may be. But when you make an inquiry of people in New York about where the sewage goes, they don't know. Many of them do know there are major wastewater treatment plants in New York, and they know that the water gets flushed right into their waterways that surround New York, but the sewage sludge itself is hauled by truck and train points west. Pennsylvania and other states west become the receiving grounds of these thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons of sewage sludge just from New York alone. And it goes on the food crops that go right back to New York, because New York City doesn't really grow any food crops of its own. So they're recycling the toxics right back into their own environmentally sensitive community.
The toxic chemicals that are in sludge now that's been applied to land, most of those are going to still be a problem centuries from now in the soil. The next ice age will come and go. And when the ice recedes, there will still be heavy metals in all these soils. It's unimaginable what we're doing now from the standpoint of how unfixable this is if we let it keep going.
I think the answer to this is pretty simple. I think it's money. And you can make a lot of money on climate change scare, and you can make a lot of money on easy money on distributing the sludge. And if you eliminate that, I think it is profit that drives those eco trends and scaring people into believing that glaciers will melt and we will all drown because the oceans will rise and all that, and because of a human activity. But there is a human activity that actually destroys our environment, and that is applying sludge on agricultural land. And that is not being reported. And that's, maybe I'm simplifying, and I probably am simplifying the reason, but I think it's human nature. It's money, it's careers at stake, it's a status quo, maintaining the status quo. We are resistant to change.
What I think and what has happened around the country is companies like Synagro,
these sewage companies, they will contribute money to these organizations, and, you know, and they let them know, and then the organization feels like they owe them a favor.
People are only green until they have to remove money from their wallet. Big companies are the same way. Oh, let's talk about a good PR program here. We are definitely environmentalists. No, it's going to cost you $200 million for you to fix your marsh, your wetlands problem. Well, we're not that green. I'm not going to spend that. I mean, everybody's green until it impacts them. That's the problem. They have no vision. They're only looking at it from a PR point of view, is how does it generate more revenue for me? How does it generate more benefits for me? So making a shit brick and forcing people to buy it doesn't do anything for them.
This is an attack on not just science, it's an attack on humanity. It's an attack on the integrity of the food supply. It's an attack on the sustainability of life on our planet, our ecosystem. All right, so there you go. Some of the most incredible highlights from the film Biosludge. There's a lot more for you to see. Plus, we're posting the full-length interviews. It's over, I think it's like 10 hours. Maybe not quite that much. It's at least 7 hours of additional interviews that you can watch for free. Just go to biosludged.com, and you'll be able to click through there to see the full film as well as the accompanying interviews and much more. It's a lot of great information there. You know, this is our world we're talking about. This is our food. This is our health. You know, they're trying to poison us here. This is how they do it. They poison the countryside. They poison the food crops, and then they call it fertilizer. And they trick the farmers into accepting this toxic sludge on their fields, the fields that grow our food, the food that's fed to your children. It's incredible. So share this episode of Counterthink. Share the movie Biosludge. Watch it yourself. Again, you can burn it to DVD. You can share it on the file sharing website. You can share the URL that we have at brighteon.com. We have a closed caption version of the film for those who are hearing impaired. And you can check that out as well, or share that with people who are hearing impaired. So get the word out. I thank you. And remember, Infowars.com will also carry these broadcasts of Counterthink every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. Plus, you can find these at Counterthink.com. And if you think that what you heard in today's broadcast was fascinating, wait till you hear what's coming up next week, because I've got a bombshell compilation of how the globalists are now trying to literally terraform the planet, chemtrail the atmosphere to kill off humans by collapsing the global food crops. Not a joke, not an exaggeration. That's exactly what they're trying to do. That's coming up next week on Counterthink. So be sure you don't miss it. This is Mike Adams here for Counterthink. Wow. Be safe, get informed, share the movie. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody, just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with Pearl Silver Iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.